And welcome to Roscoe's House of Chips, and this is
Forgotten Pressure. Sitting round the bar one Friday evening, after a large meal, I admit, I feel something moving and a strange noise is a brewing fear I may have to take a shit. I was getting longer, but I'm still drinking. Bartender, would you pass me another Schlitz? Feeling's getting stronger, but I can't hold it a little longer. But soon I have to take a shit. As the night rolls on, the drinks, they kept a-flowing. My stuff upon the dancing floor, lying to the ladies about my brand new Mercedes. Forgetting I have to take a shit. Bar's about to close and I'm fucking wasted. Bartender says no more, my friend, that's it. 'Cause in my drunken stupor I forgot about the pressure in my pants. I have just shit.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, just for the record, I have not played that song in 3 years.
Oh my god, that was fantastic. I have tears rolling, literally. Oh, what's up, guys?
Nothing.
Hey, you. Oh. So, today, we are putting the spotlight on D-Man
Davidovich.
What's up, Dave?
Not much. What's going on?
I love the song.
Well, thank you. As I was going to say, I am actually, you know, one of the first ones here to throw out an inappropriate comment in a joke. I like to be a jokester. But oddly enough, when it comes to music, I'm much of a very serious guy.
Why do you think that is?
I really don't know. There's something about music that just puts me in a completely different place.
Totally different mindset.
I like a different person, really. It's just a whole different side of me that honestly very few people even know. And a big part of that is because I'm just shy and terrified that it's going to suck.
Well, I would say that first song didn't suck at all.
Well, and it's
there's
funny,
still more to hear, so we'll see.
Well, yeah, but no, that one, because I'd remember when I listened to Wade's amazing cast, by the way. That was really great.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I was kind of bummed I couldn't be there, but one of my last free weekends with my wife for a few months while she finishes school, so that was needed to do that more.
Definitely, and you know what? I think it actually is going to work out better this way. Because we can highlight Wade and his music. Now we're going to highlight you and your music, and then we'll bring you two together, and nice. We'll just jam it out while I sit and judge both of you on
nice
how good you are.
No, I don't want to say I was surprised by Wade's playing. Gosh, now I sound like a dickhead. That's not at all what I meant. No,
he was totally surprised.
No. Let me say this is what I meant. I was surprised at his music style. I was not expecting that.
Oh, okay.
And he did it well. He did it very well. So I was really, it was awesome listening to that.
Yeah, it was it was really cool to be sitting there. And I've seen him perform a couple times before, but he was always kind of drunk. Yeah, that's right, Wade. You were drunk.
Right.
And I'm calling him out because I know he's going to listen to this one. Because he's going to want to listen to you.
Hope so.
And so it was just really cool to sit there and experience him playing and be serious. That sounds like a dick. All right, I am
no,
a dick.
No, but I get it. It's
you know what
like
I mean?
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, and so let's not talk. Actually, I want to bring one more thing up about Wade.
Do what you got to do.
And I'm calling him out because I know he's going to listen to this one. Like I said, Wade does not even like our Facebook page. What the fuck?
Well, all right, hold on.
Okay.
I may have to defend the man a little bit.
Why?
I think it can be improved. Here's the problem.
What?
I don't know how.
I do. He just got to hit the fucking like button.
Okay.
That's all he's got to do.
That works for me, son.
Okay. Okay. Enough Wade talk. Enough Wade talk.
But no, really quick, though. I was saying before, because Wade did a kind of a funny song. And yeah. I know a lot of people expect that of me. And really, this is one of three songs that I actually found today that I wrote like 3 years ago. And yeah. I totally forgot that I had this goofy song. So it's the only one, folks. That's all you get.
I think our fans are going to want you to write more, so start thinking of it, because that was pretty fucking good. But let's talk about you and your music. What
Bring it.
What would you say is your style? What is your genre that you prefer to play or to sing?
My style and genre is vastly different from what actually inspired me and wanted me to play.
Okay.
In the beginning, it was all about metal, man. And that's all I wanted to do. Just fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Others might know what this is. The Gibson Explorer. That was the guitar that I always wanted. Gibson Les Paul. And, of course, a lot of other guitars that are really kind of meant for the hard thrashing and metal. But what I found over time was that really I'm just a simple strummer singer. You know, I playing metal without having everything to back it up just doesn't quite sound right.
Yeah, you got to have all the drums and,
right. and
three different guitars and three different basses.
Found that I just like just sitting down and just strumming. Just simple strumming, simple singing, and I fucking love it.
And so
that's what kind of turns. So it's funny, I'll strum my little songs, and then I'll get in the car, go to work, and fucking blast Metallica. It's like what I listen to is way different from what I like to play.
Well, play, strum something for us.
Okay.
What do you got?
I don't know. You want to play one of mine or one of an inspirational?
Let's do one of yours.
Okay.
We'll talk about inspiration here in a second.
All right. So this one I will fuck up. And also I want to just kind of start out. For those who don't know, I'm very ADD. And songs that I've played hundreds of times, I still fuck up on because my concentration is always fucked up. So I do not claim at all to be a good musician.
We'll let the listeners decide that.
And actually,
we'll see.
Here's one that I wrote. I originally just titled it Jazz Song because it's jazzy chords. But then I changed it to Fine By Me. I think you'll understand why. So
okay.
There's going to be kind of a solo, but I am going to fuck it up royally. So just expect it now.
Let's just plan on it fucking up, but also think that that's the way it's supposed to be. So
yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
All right. So this is called Fine By Me. That's what I'm talking about right there. Lost my track. Anyway.
Just keep going.
Way back when love was in the air, my future was right there with long blonde hair. The times are gone, I don't remember her name. Just two lost souls playing nice love game. Life will never turn out how you would dream. Thank you.
Just live your life. Never live as they say. Just live your life. Never do as they say. Life will never turn out how you dream. And you know what? That's fine by me. Still without a clue. Thankful that I wake up next to you. Yeah, yeah,
holy shit. I haven't fucked up that bad in a long time. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Good God.
You know
that
what?
One,
hey.
Well, I will blame this one on... These are chords that I rarely ever play, and I never solo. So, fuck off. No, I'm just kidding. Hope you liked it. It's,
I liked it.
This song.
No, it was fantastic. I also like to fuck off, too. So,
yeah.
Either way, it works.
But, yeah, no, that one I just wrote, I can't really remember what the inspiration was, but I remember just sitting there just thinking, it was like, shit, you know, I plan to be somewhere completely different in my life by now. But then you sit back and I'm like, shit, I'm all right, though. I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
You know, life will never end up turning out how you wanted to be when you were young, but that's okay.
No, plans change drastically.
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah, like...
It's a little warm down here, by the way.
I noticed you were sweating a bit. But, see, you're actually being active right now, and I'm just sitting here enjoying, listening. It's fun.
Well, that and I'm right near these lights, which it gets very warm
and toasty.
Yeah, there you go. Get right on that shit.
Right on the motherfucker.
That's right.
Anyway.
So, yeah, no, really, I'm sitting here, and I'm just thinking of how jealous I am of... you and how I wish I could do what you do.
But you can. It takes time, which I had a lot of after my ex and I split up.
Yeah. But aren't you, now I'm going to throw a little bit of my knowledge about you out here. You're self-taught.
For the most part, yeah.
What do you mean for the most part?
Okay, well, back when... All right, I'm going to go into a little history, so I'm going to kind of stray a little bit and eventually lead to that.
Okay.
So, and kind of bring up my inspiration, too. Let's do that. Because when I was young...
Perfect segue.
growing up...
What inspired you to pick up the guitar?
There we go. We'll do that and then go into the other.
There we go.
When I was young, really the only thing that I heard growing up, you know, was country. My dad had always had a shop, you know, that he was always working in. And, you know, my best friend and my best friend's dad, him and my dad were real close friends when him and I were born. So we were always hanging out. And it was country at their place, country at my dad's place. And it was all right. I had nothing against it, but it just didn't fuel me, didn't inspire me.
Yeah.
And when I was about, I don't know, I want to say 6, 7, 8, somewhere around there, I got a alarm clock radio. Right?
Oh, yes.
And I remember one night just playing with the with the radio. And all of a sudden, I came across this thing and I heard... Anyway, Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Yeah, fantastic song.
And it was just, it was like something I'd never heard before. And, you know, country has a lot of, it's a lot slower than a lot of other stuff. And, of course, being
ADD,
I'm just going 90 miles an hour all the time.
Yeah.
So this was like just something I'd never heard before. And then when the song got into it, I'm like, holy shit, this is like in your face fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And... ever since then, I actually wanted to play. I wanted to do what they were doing. And so...
What's wrong with your headphones? Jesus.
It's fucking with my head. It feels funny. Anyway.
Weird. Okay.
So, you know, years and years I wanted to play, and my mom, I later found out, had a guitar, but it was an acoustic classical guitar. For those of you who may not know, classical guitar is tuned the same as a normal acoustic, but it has nylon strings, and you tie them on. And anyway, it's what all those, you know, classical guitarists play.
What's the difference between catgut and metal? Like, just the sound that it makes?
One's catgut. honestly, yeah, a little bit. I mean...
It's more twangy with the metal, or...
It's just they're higher pitch strings, the catgut and the two nylon strings. It's... Yeah, I'd have to play it to really know.
But it's more like of a preference thing.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, on a classical guitar, you really should only use the nylon strings.
Okay.
So, but anyway, so we signed me up for guitar lessons. And this is one of the things that really irritates me. And at one point, I did teach some guitar lessons to beginners, and I'll get into that later. But the guy was cool, but he wanted... to start teaching just your basic guitar and showing me classical and all this, which is not at all what I wanted to learn at all.
You wanted to fucking learn Enter the Sandman, goddammit.
Exactly. So just after a couple lessons, I'm like, no, this isn't for me. And so I, you know, put the guitar down. And it wasn't until, I was out of school at this point. I'd already kind of graduated. And... I think it was like a weekend, and I drove by a pawn shop, and I had a couple extra bucks, so I went in, and I found this electric guitar and an amp. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to get it, you know, go from there. And I still didn't know really how to play it.
Yeah.
But just kind of fucking around, I started finding, like, you know, putting my finger on this fret and then this other fret, and it just kind of sounded good. So I started screwing around, and then I got real lucky. I was moving furniture. Working at Whidbey Furniture here in town.
Yep.
And there was a music store a few streets or a few doors down.
Yeah.
And somehow, with no experience, they needed one more person, and I talked them into hiring me.
Nice.
And then they gave me three free guitar lessons at that point. And then just from working there, that's when I kind of picked it up. And so I just picked it up from talking to people, but mostly doing it on my own. Once nice. I found out how to tune a guitar and keep it in tune. So
Metallica started it all.
Yes, it did.
Ooh.
And I kind of forget. Where did you... what was the original question?
No, you answered it. Like, what was inspiring you to do it? Oh. And, you know, you kind of answered another question of mine, which was this always something that you wanted to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For a long time. But...
So you, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I'm just kind of, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the songs that you've actually written here real quick.
Sure. Yeah.
Have you ever not finished a song because of what you might think that someone thought of it? Someone's opinion.
Almost all the time. One of my biggest flaws, and this is not just with playing, it's with everything, is I'm way overcritical of myself.
Yeah.
So I'll write a bunch of lyrics down, look at it, and go, that's the stupidest fucking thing that anyone could have ever written, and I just trash it and move on. Which is one of my big flaws, too, because if you ever stop and listen to some song lyrics, not all, but some, if you actually sit and listen to what they're saying, it really makes no fucking sense, and they're really not written that well. But it flows, and the vocals go with the song, and so it's a huge hit.
Yeah.
Like I said, not all, but...
I would disagree in the sense that back in the day, no, but now, with most songs that come out, you listen to it, it's like... Lonely Island actually had a really good song I was listening to yesterday called Go Kindergarten.
Oh, I haven't heard that yet.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I love Lonely Island.
It, yeah. And... it's basically them at a club, and it's like saying, you know, we're entertaining you, so do whatever we say.
Hell yeah.
And that's kind of what the music industry and the club scene, you know, that's what they're pointing out. And it,
oh, yeah.
It's really funny.
And I would agree with that. I mean, a lot of stuff written today is, you know, it's funny. One of my favorite bands, Nickelback, Chad Kroeger, the main guy, gets criticized a lot for simple lyric writing. But it flows with the fucking song, and it's easy to sing to, and they're one of the highest grossing bands right now.
Yes, they are.
So, whether you like it or not.
I just know one person that's going to flip when he hears that.
Oh, yeah? That's all right. We don't all have to like the same stuff.
No, not at all. Speaking of the same stuff, is there another schlong?
Oh, there are many songs.
That you would like to play for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this is where my humor sort of ends. You know, so many songs, part of the reason I have a hard time writing songs is I don't have a lot of, again, I play more of a serious side, and I don't really have like a bad childhood or a lot of bad stuff to write about. But this one song here...
Does it necessarily have to be bad?
No, but that's what my style just kind of goes to that. The chord progressions that I use and things like that is just not happy, if that makes any sense. So,
just make shit up then.
Basically. But no, this next song I'm going to play is called Addiction. And it's written, I wrote it because of, you know, so many of us out there have addictions that we're always fighting. And it's very hard thing to go to, obviously. But one of my addictions, and you can start the laughter now, is a food addiction, which, yes, my friends, it actually does exist. And so any time that you're lost and you are no longer in control, you're in hell. And so I just kind of wrote a little jingle expressing that. So... here we go. And normally I play this on a guitar with a different tuning, so hopefully I won't fuck it up too bad.
Well, I don't even listen. Inside I hide. The truth is all too real. You can see it all too well as I try to find. The struggle lies within my head as time passes by. It goes on day by day, my friend, as you can see. The damage here has got to end. Why can't you let me be? Sometimes I don't care what happens to me in time. I just want to wake up one day and leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't know where I belong. I've lived this fight for way too long. I 'cause I cannot fight you anymore. Too many nights on hell's front door. Left my emotions on the floor, yet I will break free.
Sorry, trying to multitask here. I love doing this podcast.
Awesome.
Because it... excuse me. It's, like I was saying earlier, it's fantastic to sit here and just be in awe of, you know, watching you play and seeing how it's probably something I'll never do, and it's fantastic to me. I love it.
One of the things I will say, though, because you can do it, I never thought I could play. And I mean, as I said, I'm so overly critical of myself. I don't think that I write well, and I don't think that I sing well. But one of the best ways that you'll learn is you got to spend some time alone. Serious. Because you're gonna hear yourself play and hear yourself sing, and then you're going to stop and go, holy shit, that's the worst fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. However, the more you do it, the more you get comfortable with it, and the better you are. And the other thing that's really helpful is, like, for example, my wife, you know, one of the things that her and I bonded over was music.
Yeah.
And being able to sing in front of her and hearing her feedback. Because yeah. I like honesty.
Yes.
And so she'll listen to it and go, that actually sounded really good. You know, and then
but
I'll be like, did you hear this part? And she's like, yeah, you may want to change it a little bit. But there was still the support.
Yes.
And so
there
eventually,
was that constructive criticism.
Because a little while ago, there's no way in hell I would be doing this here. Because I'm in front of somebody.
And that was actually one of the points that I was going to bring up was, you know, you're talking about how shy you were, but... yet, here you are on a podcast that we've been doing for a number of months now.
Right.
And singing your own stuff. I mean...
yeah. I'm actually kind of proud of myself. I know that's really selfish to say, but...
no, yeah. let the ego grow a little
well,
bit.
Well, that, and I'm also going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
I feel I have good support with yourself.
Oh.
You know, you're not a judgmental bastard. I mean, you are, but not right here.
You know,
to a point.
That was surprising.
Although
thank you.
I will say, when I was singing the first song, watching you crack up made
funny.
Me cracked up a couple times.
I couldn't.
Oh, and really quick, that song actually has inspiration. This was back when I was in Idaho. We were at a bar, and this dude, just by himself, man.
Yeah,
he was a big dude. And
you're just sitting there watching him squirm, like trying take a shit.
He was the drunk guy. That's out there, you know, goes up to the chick, and she immediately just was like, no, fuck you, go away. And then he's just still holding his beer, strutting his stuff out there on the floor while everyone's going, look at this fucking guy.
Hey, man.
And then at the end of the day, he's sitting down on the floor, and the bartender's like, dude, it's time to go. And the bartender's kind of looking funny. And as we walked past him, he smelled like shit. So I just assumed he shit his pants. Okay, but enough about that.
That's awesome. Fuck, I would have loved to have been there. So let me ask you this. Is there one song that you absolutely love that just either, like we talked about on Wade's podcast, that just completely inspires you?
There's a lot, actually, but some of them I can't really play. I'm not really set up to do it. But one of my all-time favorite bands is Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Love Pearl Jam. And there's a song called Indifference that every time I hear it and every time I play it, it just, there's something about it that is just, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to describe.
You want to play it for us now?
I certainly can. Let me switch my, yeah, I have to have a lyrics book, even with stuff that I write, because I'm just too spacey to remember my own shit.
Did Roscoe just show up?
Squirrel?
Squirrel, Roscoe. Oh, what? What do you need? And flip. Oh.
I need you to hold this, actually.
Okay. I will hold your book. I like your book.
Yeah. See, this is all my cover songs right here. There's about
a shit ton.
30, 40?
Yeah, that's a lot. Are they all alphabetized?
By artist,
okay.
Mainly.
Okay. What is it about this song before you play that is just so inspiring?
Well, I tell you what, and a lot of people are not going to quite understand this. What inspires me a lot is actually more the sound of the overall song, not specifically the lyrics.
Yeah.
There are songs that I've sang along with, like in the car and stuff, forever, and I still have no idea what the fuck they're singing about. To me, the vocals is just one of the instruments in the band.
Oh, definitely.
So that's another reason why I find it difficult to write, because I just, it's just never something that I focused on.
Sorry, still looking.
There it is, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know the song, I just don't want to fuck up the
lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay. So, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, back when I started really getting into music, aside from Metallica, was the whole grunge scene. Everything. Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains. The funny thing is,
yeah,
those were all my favorite bands at the time before I even had a clue they were from Seattle.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, was it before or after Kurt Cobain?
After Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Damn.
But.
Well.
Yeah, sucks.
Big
so
time.
I will say this is better played on an acoustic, but I really don't want to do the unplugging and shuffling of every damn thing, so I'm just going to play it on here.
Let's do it.
All right. This is Indifference by Pearl Jam.
Difference does it make? Oh, how swallow poison till I grow immune. I will steam my lungs out till it fills this room. How much difference does it make? Oh, how much difference does it make? Oh, how much difference does it make? Oh, how much difference, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorite Pearl Jam songs.
So I want to go back to actually a conversation that we were had on Wade's episode, and you kind of mentioned it. Sorry, I have a tickle in my throat. About, he was saying that he thinks that every kid needs to learn how to play at least some kind of instrument.
I would strongly agree.
And I would too. And I kind of wanted to get back to it because I think I didn't express myself well enough in the episode. And I was trying to play devil's advocate and I didn't actually express my view. I wholeheartedly agree because it's like you said, it gets you into that different mindset, not mm-hmm. being a musician, but knowing that it puts you in a spot where you can kind of stop and let things flow and think. And that's why I would like to learn, because I would like to get to that point, but I'm like you, I'm overly critical of myself. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't even like listening back to these podcasts. I really don't. I hate it because I hear the sound of my voice and I'm like, ugh.
You know, it's funny because I'm the same way at first. But after a while, you kind of have to look at the big picture. And, you know, it was hard for me to listen back to these podcasts at first. But I haven't heard anyone say that we sound like shit. And, you know.
Well, to be honest, we haven't heard anything from anyone.
Well, that's true. Come on, people, comment. But you know what? After a while, you just have to accept it. You're not great. You're not going to be the best. But that's okay. You're fine. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
But it's
easier for me to listen back to songs that I record now. I mean, I'm critical. I hear every tiny little fuck up that a lot of people don't hear. But, you know, eventually.
But also at the same time, doesn't that strive, inspire yourself to be better?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like we talked about with Wade's again, your biggest critic is yourself.
Oh, always.
But you also have the support, like you were talking about earlier, that you have that constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, for me, you're not going to get a whole lot only because like I said, everything that you play sounds perfect to me.
Hey, I'll take it.
Now, I honestly don't have an ear for it.
But I'm going to interrupt you here for a second.
Yeah.
You do. And I really do feel that, you know, if you want to actually learn and kind of, you know, hang with Wade and I and stuff, we can get you to the point where you can take it from there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because we've had music discussions quite a bit. I noticed that you played a Fort Minor song.
Yes.
Okay, and we've talked about that. And we've talked enough about music to where I can tell that when it comes to certain things, you actually hear the song.
Yes.
And I'm going to go to, because not a lot of people do, but we've had that talk, and I'm going to go back to an old classic movie, White Men Can't Jump. You ever see that? Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson?
Yes, it's been
there's a conversation
forever
that they're having about Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
And Wesley Snipes says, "You can't hear Jimmy." Okay.
Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson's like, "No, I can hear Jimmy. I can hear Jimmy." And Wesley Snipes like, no, you can't hear Jimmy. And that's actually a valid point. There's a difference between hearing the song and understanding it and actually hearing the song.
Yeah.
Because hearing the song is more than just you've got the volume loud enough to hear it. You actually feel it. You get inside and you understand it. And there is that difference.
And I see what you're talking about now, because going back to the Remember the Name,
right.
I honestly had the goosebumps. I was listening to, it's why I had that segment on this podcast, to go back to that, of the
inspirational
song.
Which we should go
back
to. We fell off on that. I think we should get back to that.
Yeah. We can talk about that after the show, but I just don't want to talk too much shop. But if you were to teach, and you mentioned it earlier, would you be able to? I have two kids. I need someone to teach them.
Yes, and this goes back to, I had made the comment that I wasn't pleased with my teacher. Granted, I mean, the guy's a brilliant guitarist, but he is in no way the kind of guitarist what I wanted to be. When I was working at the music store in Good Enough,
There's the ability to play, and then there's the ability to teach people to play.
Exactly. A great quote that I heard from Michael J. Fox was, damn it, something about...
Did it involve him shaking?
No. We should stop trying to get kids to learn the way we teach. Why not teach the way they learn? Okay. And when I started playing, I mean, there are some basics that you have to get down first.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got to learn how to fret. You've got to learn how to pick the strings and all that kind of stuff. But what I would do is I was just teaching these kids the very basics, and then they would move on to the actual guitar guy who could further them from there. And what I would do is teach them a couple of basics.
Yeah.
But then at the very end, I would show them just two little chords of a song that they liked. Very simple, because that kept them motivated. So, for example, the one kid that I was teaching was a huge Green Day fan. He wanted to learn Green Day. So I taught him this, you know, I went over the, you know, how the, you got to work your hands, you know, basic stuff like that. But then at the very end, I showed him a very simple power chord. Now, Wade will know what this means. A power chord is what you...
I'm familiar with rock
and metal because, like, here's a regular C, and here's a power chord C. So when you're playing with that heavy overdrive, that's going to sound way better than that will.
Okay.
So, for example, this kid really liked Green Day, so I just showed him that quick little power chord, and then, so you know that song.
Play a couple more chords.
Dear mother, can't you hear me whining?
Yes.
Okay. So, just very simple. I just taught him. Okay.
Yeah.
And it kept him wanting to come back.
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, you have to learn the basics. You do. But by just playing him that little bit, he heard himself make a sound similar to Green Day, and he was pumped.
Yeah, hooked.
And that's what you got to do to keep people interested.
Because it's tailored to them. Because that specific Green Day or Metallica or whatever song is what inspired them to even come to you in the first place.
Exactly.
So why not teach that to them?
Exactly. And I've heard a lot of guitar teachers say... You know, it's very rare that you have someone continue with you on forever. A lot of them drop, you know, quickly.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that's one of the biggest reasons why.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But also, doesn't it make sense that they would, for the fact that they've gained enough knowledge, and this is a question out of ignorance, they've gained enough knowledge that they... want to go off and do it on their own now?
I would say so, yeah. And that's part of the goal. I think most people are going to learn better when they're able to do it themselves, when they know enough to make a decent sound and can really have the time to practice on their own. 2 seconds.
One, two.
There we go.
Awesome.
I'm moving folders around, sorry. But I'm going to kind of go into more story here.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I got that job at the music store, and I learned so much there, okay? And over the course of a couple of years, I'd acquired a couple of great guitars. Kind of wish I still had them, but at the same time, I don't, because it was a right move at that time. But anyway, eventually, I got laid off from the music store. He just wasn't doing that well.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other thing I can go into. So he couldn't afford to keep me, which I knew it was coming because the, I don't know, store manager or the office lady was let go a week or two before me. So he tried to run it himself for a while, and then he just couldn't do it. But working, it became work. It became business.
Yeah.
So I ended up just kind of, I stopped playing for several years. Sold my guitars, really didn't miss them for several years.
Did you ever think that you were ever going to pick them up again?
Yes, after a while, because again, you're in that car, you hear that song, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
I just want to get on my guitar.
Exactly.
And play it.
And so my ex and I had split up, and I kind of started to want to get back into it again. And I bought a little guitar and amp, but I was living in an apartment, and I just couldn't.
Yeah,
do much.
No,
you can't really turn it up. And so anyway, I
you can't
up,
have fun.
Right. So I traded that in on a keyboard, which was stupid because then I didn't play the keyboard. But
was
no,
it
I
a
was,
keytar?
No.
Damn it.
But I ended up moving into the place I am now. And
yep.
I was here all by myself. And I was down at my dad's place. And my stepmom had an acoustic guitar. And I'm like, hey, you mind if I borrow that? And I tuned it. And I just started playing. And it's like everything came back. The passion, the love for it. I went almost 2 weeks without eating a damn thing when I got home.
Really?
I get home from work and all I did was play, and it all came back.
Nice.
And it's, you know, it's I've learned more in these last 3 or 4 years than I have ever before.
Because you've had that, you've been in the right place.
Right. Well, and here in the house, I could play as loud as I want, I could fuck up as bad as I want, and there's no one around.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky in that aspect. But you should also know,
yeah.
Doesn't matter how bad you think you are, your kids are going to love it. Seriously.
True.
So. And you've got good support from your wife, too. So.
Maybe.
She's cool. I'm not dissing.
You know, for a redhead, she, I guess.
But, yeah, I think part of what's going to make you better is being on your own. And there's going to be times where you're gonna play something, you're going to practice it, and you're like, I can't get this. I keep fucking up. I'm so goddamn pissed off. I could just throw this guitar against the wall. That's when you need to stop. You put it down. You go do something else. And then next day or whenever, pick it up, do it again. And at some
and
point, you're
going
to hit that thing. Like with me, I was trying to work this one song, and I just couldn't do it. I kept fucking up, and I was so damn pissed off. A couple days later, picked up the guitar, and I fucking did it.
Nice.
And it was awesome. It was like, holy shit, I can go on. And every guitarist, and I know Wade will back me up on this, just every once in a while, you just hit that thing where you're like, holy shit, I'm a little better than I was a little while ago.
Yeah,
and
finally,
it's a cool feeling.
You've probably progressed. You just didn't hear it. And it wasn't until you finally took that step back and kind of took a break, you know, let your calluses build up on your fingers a little bit and then get back into it. And you're like, oh, I guess I'm better than I thought I was.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's fun.
Yeah. So is there, I actually have a request of you. You posted this on YouTube and it's one of your original songs.
If it's one I'm thinking of, I just turn to it.
War song?
War song it is.
Let's do it.
And I got to go into my story.
Okay, yes. What inspired War Song?
War Song was inspired by some old coworkers of mine at a different place. But what's ironic is this is the first song I ever wrote in my life. And this was back when I was at the music store, as far as the melody is concerned. Not the lyrics, just the melody. And I've kind of grown on it a little bit. But I could just never find words that fit. Because, again, I couldn't find motivation or anything. But I was home, I don't know, several weeks ago. And I was just watching something on TV. that reminded me of some old friends of mine, and they were in Afghanistan. They were in the war.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that go over there, and they're like, what the fuck are we doing? Why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
Why is everyone losing their life over what?
Yeah.
Are we actually here to defend our friends, or are we actually here for our own...
their own livelihood,
no,
basically.
Our own greed?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but... you know, because there's a lot of people, and most wars are over religious views. And
yeah.
There's a lot of people in the military that are not religious.
Yeah.
But you have to go, you know, you kind of have to be, pretend that you are, if you will.
Yes.
I don't mean that to offend anybody. But, yeah, there's so many people that you go in there, you know, you're doing something right. You're defending America. And then you're over there going, really, this is not our war. Why
no,
are we
we're
here?
We're in Afghanistan, not America defending it.
Right.
We?
And
yeah.
So this song is not meant to be anti-military. I have a lot of respect for our military. So that's not what this is. It's just basically one guy's view and what he's going through. So that's
nice.
Kind of what inspired.
Sun rises to the east, and with fear is heightened heartbeats. Back home, a worried mother fears. No call, no letter for years. Thank you. still struggles to find his way to play through every single day. Why the child still running through his mind, hoping today is not his time. Understand what it means. Every time you go away, every time you leave, so harder and so harder to pray. What are we fighting for? What are we lying for? What are dying for? What are we fighting for?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Thank you very much. And that's War Song.
Awesome, I love it.
It's one of my favorites. There's still, I'll shut up. There's still some things I don't like about the lyrics, but that's all right.
Okay, yeah, shut up. Actually, what it reminds me of is another song. Sorry, I'm trying to think of... It's by, why can't I think of it? Rise Against.
I'm not too familiar with their stuff, so I'm interested in this song that you're talking about.
Hero of War is what it's called. Yeah?
Did you play this for me?
Maybe. I might have.
There's a group out that, it may be them, that just came out with kind of a cool war song.
No, this one's older.
Oh, okay.
This one's older. It actually is one of those songs that it tells a story, and I'll play it for you after we're done with the podcast here. But yes. No, it reminds me of that, and you know, it's kind of funny that you bring it up because I had a chance to speak with somebody this past weekend. Who was over in Afghanistan and had been blown up twice by IEDs. And he even had pictures of the second time. And literally, the IED blew up underneath him.
He's lucky to be here.
He's very lucky to be here. He had a fantastic story to tell. And, you know, it's stuff like that that... just fucks with you big time.
Oh,
and yeah. And I was sitting there and talking with him, and he was telling me how he was in the city, and I can't remember the name of the city, but basically he could look up at the stars and see everything because there was no lights, there was no power. You could
way out over there, sure.
You saw the universe in front of you. And one of the points I brought up to him was like, I understand that being over there and experiencing what you experienced was a lot, and it's traumatic. But also, at the same time, standing there and be able to look at the entire universe in front of you is also kind of traumatic.
Yeah.
In its own sense, in its own way. I did ask him to come onto the podcast, but he's not ready to share a story with the world.
Understandable.
Very understandable. But I hope that when the day comes that he's ready, he'll come to us and share it, because really good guy, and I think it does need to be put out there more, like, hey, you know, the issues of not just going over there and fighting, but the issues that are, that come back with these guys, because it is traumatic. But do you think that, like, him being able to stand there and see the whole universe in front of him, does music kind of do that for you?
Absolutely. One of the biggest things, again, why I love music, because it does, it takes you to that place. It doesn't matter what kind of day you're having. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You can put on that song.
When I hear happy, I'm happy.
Exactly. But it's just, you can put that, you're just in that place. You're not here anymore. You're where you need to be.
Yeah.
And it is a way. You know, I was making the comment before, you know, on here, I crack a lot of jokes. I'm always a funny guy, and I do it more. I mean, that's a topic for another episode, because sometimes it irritates me how I get. But a lot of people don't know other sides of me, and I'm a very serious guy, and I'm very, I don't want to say emotional, but.
You have a soft side.
Well, not soft, but it's just I really get into more serious things, and I actually watch more documentaries than I do regular TV shows.
Yeah.
I just love knowing shit. And yeah, music, that's just what it is. It puts you in that place. Just as you listening to certain songs will put you in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to play some stuff, and it's, especially with war song, it's just kind of going back to what I was saying before. It's just, why are we here? Why are we doing it? And it you begin to question so many things, and there's so many soldiers that have such horrible mental conditions when they get back, and they're not treated well enough. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is, from, again, documentaries I've seen, it hits you. It's like,
yeah,
we're animals, but this is beyond animalistic behavior.
Absolutely.
It makes no sense.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's just, like I said, that friend of mine, there was so much that he wasn't going to say, so much that he could not bring himself to remember.
Yeah.
I don't wish that on anybody.
No, it's horrible. It really is, to think that they went over and put their lives on the line for what?
Exactly.
You know, that's the big question. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get even more serious.
Yeah.
Because we're right at about an hour here. And let's go ahead and call it good. What do you say?
If you want.
All right.
Either that or, it depends. If you want one more, I can do one more.
Yes.
Otherwise, we can.
And that's what I was.
It.
No, that's what I was gonna suggest. Let's hear one more from you.
Okay. Now this one, again, I will screw up because I have not played this in probably well over a year, but I had completely spaced it when you were asking me about motivators. This was, this song is Tool, or excuse me, is Sober by Tool.
Nice.
And it was, again, one of those songs that made me want to pick up the guitar. One of the first songs I ever learned. Sadly, I haven't played it in a while. But
well,
I just happened to remember it as I was strumming while we were talking. And I'm like, holy shit. So, yes, I will screw it up, but I'll play this one. And then, so I guess in a way
I'm
stealing that.
We'll say adieu. All right.
Adieu.
So, this is Sober by Tool.
Step I take, making every promise empty, pointing every finger at me, waiting like a stalking butler, who upon the finger rests. Murder now, the pattern must be, just because the sun has come. Jesus, won't you fucking whistle something about the past and done? Jesus, won't you fucking whistle something about the past and done? Why can't we not be sober? I just want to start this over. And why can't we drink forever? And I just want to start.
Okay, that one, I'm going to highly criticize myself. I realized...
Okay, wait. Before you do.
Yes.
Here's why I don't think you should.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about it as you're playing here, and, you know, it's so real to hear those little mistakes. Not saying that I heard mistakes, because I honestly didn't. But what I was hearing was your fingers sliding up and down the frets, up and down the strings, hearing that pick hit the strings. It's real. It's right in front of me, and it's being recorded, and people are going to be able to hear that. And I think that's what makes it so fantastic. Because you get to these highly produced, oversaw, yeah, some of them are good, Katy Perry, but at the same time, don't you love seeing Katy Perry live like she did at the Super Bowl halftime show? Because you see those little imperfections, and yet it's still great, it's still good, and there, you, along with Katy Perry, are masters of your talents.
No, I appreciate that. I guess what I realized right in the beginning is, and any guitarist will tell you, it, the more guitars you have, the better. Because I have a couple that are different tunings.
Yeah.
And I always play that song on a different tuning than what I was in.
Ah.
So I was like, oh, shit, my voice... my memory of singing the song is in a lower tone, so I'm trying to like, fuck, how do I do this in this higher tone? I love that song. So
it's a fantastic song, and I think you just did an amazing cover of it.
Well, I appreciate it. And going along though with what you're just saying, it is true. I love hearing something that is not quite perfection.
Yep.
Having said that, a lot of Linkin Park is perfection, which I love, by the way. Anyway.
Absolutely, but then you hear them live, and it's like, It's still good.
I've seen some live. Those guys are... I can't wait to see them. But no, this is something that Wade brought up, that he just likes sitting down with his guitar, mm-hmm. slightly out of tune, and just strum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and listening... When I was listening to the podcast, I could hear that his guitar was a little out of tune. And it fucking worked.
Yeah.
It complimented. I mean, it was just his style and that... out of tune guitar. I wouldn't want him to have a perfectly tuned guitar.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work. It was just awesome.
It's not perfect. Like the universe. It's not perfect.
Exactly.
But you still get into that mindset, and it's where you need to be.
Oh yeah.
So with that, thank you, Dave. Anytime.
I can't wait to do the one with Wade. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a blast. That's gonna be our next goal is to get that done, hopefully next week. And really, I think these last two podcasts have been great because I've been able to just kind of sit back and chill. But then again, I probably won't listen to this. I probably should.
Yeah.
But again, it's
well,
me being overcritical as well.
Yeah, but you're a good interviewer, so take it.
If you say so. So... Talk shop here, just quick second. I was able to fix our Facebook page, so if you want to go to our Facebook page, you can just type in facebook.com/Roscoe's House of Chips. Brings you right to us. We're on Facebook, the Twitter, Instagram. If you want to email us directly, it's roscoes@gmail.com. And I just wanted to thank you, Dave, for coming on, and I know you put yourself out there every week, but I feel like this was a more sensitive part of you that you wanted to put out there, but I know you didn't necessarily want to either because of your own criticism of yourself, and the fact that you got over that and you did a fantastic job here today,
I appreciate it.
It was fun.
No, it's a lot of fun, and we'll have to do it.
Yes,
again. With Suede.
Yeah, but I was trying to remember. It's Wade with a what? Quaid? Call him
or
Quaid.
Just Wade with a what?
Wade with a what?
That's the new one. D-Man Chody and Wade with a what?
Wade with a what? So, this is Chody.
D-Man.
Did you steal that?
I did.
Stop stealing it.